The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Tuesday, already the second day of August 2016. And we are continuing a pledge drive for the network. I wanted to just take a moment here to read an email that was sent to me from somebody living in Jolly Old. Sent you $50 tonight through PayPal. It's not much, but I'm a pensioner in the UK, and the state pension isn't much. I'm probably one of your newest fans. I followed Mike Rivero from GCN, and now I found your show. You were struggling for donations, and I sent you $50. I said, I'm sorry I can't afford to do more every month, so I hope your audience comes through. You have a great show. I like your style. You often make me chuckle with the innuendo and the satirical comments that you make. That's sometimes called sarcasm, and a lot of times it's used for ridicule or mockery, or used harshly or contemptuously or crudely. Well, some say that sarcasm is the lowest form of humor. No, it's what keeps the cork in my bottle. You've all seen warm champagne shaken, and it blows its top, along with the contents of the bottle, 9 times out of 10. Keeps me going. If they pull out the plug on the internet, she says, I'll be lost, because everything I've learned about this world and how it really works has been thanks to the U.S. talk radio shows I've been listening to for the past 13 years. We only have 3 shows like yours that I know of here. And they're very good, so good that they tend to leave me scared and somewhat depressed about what's happening to my own country. Oh, so Anne, the thought is that you listen to our woes and it makes you feel better. Does misery love company? That's a tad bit of ironic sarcasm there, Anne. The trouble we have is that they took our guns a long time ago and only took 2 false flags for that to happen, the Dunblane and Hungerford shootings. The only people that can legally have guns are gun club members, hunters, and farmers, and they're limited to licensed shotguns. I hate listening to British news, and these days I know more about your country's politics and politicians than I do my own. Anyway, I'm rooting for your people to clear out the globalists, and hopefully it will have a knock effect worldwide. It's not looking too good here, and the House of Lords is apparently conspiring to block Brexit. We knew that they would do their best to keep us locked into the EU dictatorship, and that's why they made it clear from the start that they wouldn't invoke Article 51 for months, and it would be just the start. As far as I know, nothing has changed since June regarding our relationship with the EU. Nigel Farage, among many other British MEPs, are still taking their seats in the UN, EU Parliament. Yeah, Anne, and I've been watching him, and he's still giving them hell. I believe that they did rig the referendum, but can't make my mind up as to whether they allowed the exit vote to win, but not by very much, or whether we had a landslide that they couldn't quite scupper. And I guess that means scuttle, or a similar word. Thank you, Anne. In England. Yeah, we got our problems across the pond over here too. I've got Carol Asher online. Hello, Carol.
Hello, John.
How are you?
Hi, John.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I got a call coming in, but I'll try to ignore the beeps. John, I want to ask your permission to do something that I've never done before, and that is just speak to your audience, if I could, just for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll tell you what. Carol, before you continue, is that phone going to keep beeping? Because you can answer it
and dump it
if you'd like.
It does about, it's done.
It's okay,
done.
It's over
only
with.
Like
all
six
right.
beeps.
All right.
Sorry about that. Yeah, okay. I've been wondering, dear listeners, I've just been wondering, especially the last 24 hours since I heard John yesterday, I've been wondering how many thousands of loyal listeners does RBN have? I'm going to say, just put a figure. I know we're worldwide. We have wonderful listeners in several other countries besides the U.S., and I'm going to just say 50,000. If people could do, if 1,000 of those 50,000, even 1,000, could do for RBN regularly, every month, what I've been doing for the last several years, certainly I'm not tooting any horn, I'm simply saying I live on pretty much what I need but supporting RBN is part of paying my bills. And there are a few other patriot organizations like Richard Mack Sheriff's Organization that I try to support too. But that's just figured in as part of my budget. And my appeal to all of your listeners, even in other countries, wherever, could you not please go in, pull out your credit card, and call the secretary and agree with her 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 or 25, but every month. It breaks my heart to hear John take his time to beg for funds, and then people will send a donation, which is wonderful. I used to do that too, but then I would skip it for a couple months. And I got to thinking a few years ago, what I need to do is put it on a credit card so that I don't have to mail in the greenies or get a money order or anything like that. I can simply know that it's done, and I don't miss it. Sure, I have to tighten myself a little bit, but this is life or death for our country, and we will never have a network that can in any way surpass what RBN is and what RBN does for the cause of liberty, justice, freedom and godliness in this world. So I'm appealing, please, everybody who has a credit card, I don't care if it's $1 a month, but make it regular. If 1,000 people sent 25 a month, John could run the network and he wouldn't have to beg. We're shortening his life, I'm afraid, and we're certainly stressing his health and that of all the rest of the staff there at RBN. Anyway, that's all I'll say, John. I hope that some folks will be able to do that and take the burden off.
Carol, thank you so much. By the way, before you run, that Bill Bennett article that you had sent me?
Yes.
There is some bone of contention whether that was originated by Bill Bennett. And for me, it's about a 50-50 coin toss. If it's mm-hmm. true, Bennett took a heck of a chance. If it's not true, maybe it's about time we use some of our own propaganda.
Yeah, I hope it's true because we all want genuineness.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
It was simply shared with me, and when I think something's really good, I can't help but share it with you.
Well, it was rather interesting to read. Thanks for sending it over, Carol.
Yes, and also I love that Melania Trump. That was gorgeous.
Yeah, you sent that over to me, and I posted that the very same day.
I know you did.
And Mike was sitting here, and he was reading it, and he said, "I had a tear in my eye as I was reading it." You know, here was a woman that didn't drink, didn't smoke, didn't party, didn't waste her time. Very, very meager background, but clawed her way up, saw the opportunity, came to America, met Donald Trump, and voila, now we got Camelot.
Right. I've been waiting for the Kennedys, the class of the Kennedys to return, and we have it here, I'm hoping.
I'm thinking
all right.
The same.
Be of good cheer, John, and please don't ever think of quitting, but we've got to make it easier for you. That's why I'm appealing to everybody, okay?
Thank you.
God bless you.
I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you. Bye.
Now, if you guys don't know who Carol Asher is, Jack McLam and his wife, they worked together for a number of years. And here was the man that brought us The Vampire Killer. And Carol has always been an assistant for as long as I can remember to Jack McLam. And we carried Jack McLam on this network as long as we could. And even though that the guy's health was failing and it was a struggle for him to get on air, I kept the program on as long as I possibly could. And then one day I called up and I talked to Jack and also talked to his wife. And I said, Jack, I said, you know, this is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I said, but I think it's time to hang the Spurs up. And it was shortly afterwards that he died. All right. Folks, as Carol said, you know, I ran donations. Some people will call in with a credit card and say, well, you know, run my credit card for $50 or $100 a month. There was a lady yesterday that we hadn't charged her, and I think she was doing $50 a month. And we hadn't charged her in a couple of months because my secretary is down in Florida now, kind of a remote satellite secretary. It's at times trying, but you know, we always get by somehow. I don't know how, but we always get by. And this woman called in yesterday and said, well, I usually donate $50 a month, but do me a favor. Charge $650 to my card. Now, I don't have a up to the very cent total so far, but it looks like about $2,500, and I don't know what's in the mail. So that will be included. That's why I'm not giving you a total here. But as I said, I'm continuing to... I almost know what it feels like to be Jewish. to be skimpy, okay? To try to cut the corners. At any rate, and we're going to continue to do that. I don't give a damn if this network gets as big as Jupiter, and we've got a million stations. I'm still going to apply whatever I have to back into this network. As I've said, I don't take any profit out of this thing except to bare minimum stuff, and that's how it should be. I always felt that if you're going to do something and it's voluntary, you know, you guys aren't forced to listen to the network. Obviously, you listen to it because you enjoy it, and I'm glad that you do. So tell your friends and your neighbors. They may not come a-running right away, but things are changing rapidly. You know, I was talking with several people over the last couple of days, and we do have a window here. And as I always suspected, and I always kind of put it like we're in a foot race, and I don't care if we beat them by an inch, the fact that we're over the finish line before them, and the finish for them is the demise of us. The finish for us is the breakup of them. And that's what's happening worldwide. I mean, it truly is. But we have a very small window in which to take advantage of this. One of these small windows... change the politics of things in this country, motivate people, put on an honest table setting, and invite people to sit down and share. And that means all the people that heretofore, for whatever reason, they had not stepped out in the light, the time is to do it now. And folks, I am as excited and as terrified at the outcome of this as you are. But I will never give up and I will never surrender. And I hope you do not as well. It's been tough. This has been grating on you psychologically for a long, long time. And I understand. I get that. Ralph Winterode on Skype. Hello, Ralph.
Hello there, John.
Hi.
Well, we got our decision from the judge. Totally off point. We're not addressing any of the issues, so we're going to go in tomorrow. And if y'all want to do it? Why, they're trying to use procedural stuff. Well, we had an omnibus meeting last year, and, you know, you should have brought that up earlier, and it's all procedure. They won't address any of the stuff. They just walk around it. That's fine.
I'll tell you what, Ralph, just for the heck of it, because you were on the program Monday a week ago, and some people might not have heard that show, so just encapsulate this real tightly and let people know about this case.
Okay, here's what's so important. Rappert is being charged for $12,000, 40 years in jail. As his penalties, faith charge, 8 counts. In this, they gave discovery that unless you are required to file a federal Form 1040, the state of Minnesota can't move. The other option is that in their statutes, the commissioner of Minnesota, if you have filed a return, taxpayer's return, they call it, then they can audit it. But those two things have to exist. Or you could have, for whatever stupid reason, filled out a 1040, not filed it, but took the information and put it on their form M1 individual income tax. Before they can move, this is the same in every state. The state income tax is piggybacked 100% upon the federal. If there is no duty, no legal duty, which does not exist, to file a federal income tax, there is none. The state can't move. And they won't touch it. It's too hot to handle. And their own star witness that was going to do the federal taxable income didn't even know where the taxable income statutes were in Minnesota or in the Internal Revenue Code, and he had already impeached himself. Oh, I know where they're all at. I have a degree, yada, yada, yada. And the judge got up and took an unscheduled break, went out, and I'm sure chewed on the prosecutor, but they came back. But this motion for directed verdict takes the state's most favorable, so he's got supposed to be equal. When we get to tomorrow, but we are going to destroy the 1099s that people get. They are only for Subtitle C. They have nothing to do with Subtitle A. They actually did put Subtitle A in this thing, so they're learning. We're trying to teach them a little bit. But anyway, that's the short story. So he'll be testifying tomorrow. He'll be reading off, and we'll see where it goes. We're not done. These guys are beat hands down.
Do me a favor, Ralph. Who's the lawyer in this case, or is he representing himself?
No, it's just himself.
Okay. Do me a favor. Let this man know, in order for appeal, that there's certain things he's got to get on court record, and even if the judge turns it down, he's got to make an exception in that courtroom.
Sure.
He's got to make note of it, so there's a basis for appeal. They're doing the same thing that I've seen them do over and over and over again. Rather than address the issue, they will skirt it and ignore it.
But we have a unique problem for them. This is a bench trial. The judge has to take the law and put the facts in support of it. In a trial by jury, the facts and the law never get together.
That's Dixon Cannon case is a classic example of that.
Yes.
Where the government was able to bring in IRS and every governmental employee you can think of. But when it came time to get witnesses to give testimony about their understanding of the IRS, including Joe Bannister, it was disallowed.
That's why you have to have a bench trial. Look what happened in Baltimore. They got three smart cops up there. The three cops in Baltimore got off. The one with the trial by jury had a hung jury. He's real lucky.
Yeah.
And that guy finally dropped it all because bench trials put the law and the facts together. Our trial by jury today is a Hillary con. It's asking a Alinsky con. It's an inquisitorial court made to look like an adversarial. And that's a fact.
Thank you, Ralph Winterode. Keep us posted.
Yep, will do.
All right.
Yep.
Do I have enough time to get to this call? Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, John. The lady that you had on earlier talking about donation was starting to hit upon something that I was trying to call about yesterday, which is, the possibility of using the law of large numbers. You know, if you could get, you must have at least 200 or 300 people listening at any given time, hopefully more than that. If you could get a few thousand people to be sending you like a PayPal recurring monthly donation of $1 or two or three,
Glenn,
make it something really painless.
Yeah? Glenn, let me backtrack here for a second. We tried this years ago with Republic Radio International, and we had asked people, we had enough listeners, we told them if you send in a dollar or two every month, hey, no problem. And people never responded to it because they figured, oh, what the heck, a dollar or two? We've already tried that, but your point about the reoccurring payments on the PayPal is an outstanding idea. No reason to get excited.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Was that Glenn in Philadelphia? Yeah. 200-300 people? I'd say we have, let me see, within the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, we probably have at least a couple hundred federal agents that listen to the program every day, but I don't think they're going to be donating anytime soon. No, what I was saying before we went to break is that we tried that before, and years ago, and it didn't work. Because people figure, well, you know, what the hell is a dollar or two going to matter? You know, I know what the budget is for the network. Well, yeah, if they would all do a dollar, but they won't all do the dollar. And many people will donate to this network what they figure the programming is worth. For instance, if you've got satellite or cable and you've got a decent package, let's say, you could easily drop $100. So with what we're doing and the mission we're on, a lot of people have looked and said, wait a minute, why the hell am I doing this? If I want to be entertained, you know, I'll call up and listen to myself talk on a talk show, or I'll read books, or I'll spend more time with my family, or any number of other things. And something magical happens when people do that. Their perception becomes clearer. Their educational base is broader. Their thought processes are deeper, and they once again become a cognitive, clear-thinking human being. Time and time again, you people have heard people call in and say that on this very network, on this very show. So Carol Asher's, she's correct. And the easiest way to do this is through PayPal and hit the reoccurring payment button. You know, if you can't afford, you know, we have donors to this network, $100, $125 a month. You know, when we get in scrapes, people will send in more. But we're trying to calm this thing down, get a footing, and move forward. So if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, go to the PayPal page, make a donation, and make it a recurring one. And you have the ability to stop it at any time. And it doesn't involve any work on my end, because I am the worst character to allow doing secretarial stuff. I mean, I am absolutely horrid at it. At any rate, please do that. Or just call the network today, 800-724-2719. Extension 1, you'll be talking to our satellite, Lori. Or 3, you'll be talking to Mikey. Right, Mikey? Was that an okay or a thumbs up? I can't tell. You don't have an opposing thumb. Oh, there it is. Okay, there it is. Okay. That's sarcasm, by the way. On the issue of understanding the subtlety and usage of sarcasm requires second-order interpretation of the speaker's or writer's intentions. And I think you'll find this fascinating. Different parts of the brain must work together to understand sarcasm. The sophisticated understanding can be lacking in some people with certain forms of brain damage. I'm just reading this off of WikiLeaks here. Dementia and autism. And this perception has been located by an MRI in the right parahippocampal gyrus. Research has shown that people with damage in the prefrontal cortex have difficulty understanding nonverbal aspects of language like tone. And Richard DeMonaco, a neuropsychologist at the University of California, Davis, told an interviewer, such research could help doctors distinguish between different types of neurodegenerative diseases, such as frontal temporal dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Well, I guess you can use me as a test. If you understood my sarcasm last year and you don't quite get it this year, check with your doctor. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Okay, you bribed your way in. You bribed your way in here today. You're going to donate $50 to the network.
Yeah, I'm going to give you $50 this Friday, John, and I'm going to make sure you definitely get that $50. But also, I'm going to spend $100 with the network for Liberty stickers. I'm going to buy a bunch of Liberty stickers, $100 worth this Friday, and I'm going to get a bunch of them that say the John Adams sticker that says, "With guns, we are citizens. Without guns, we are subjects." And I think, John, you should maybe have like a trivia thing once a month where you give away Liberty stickers to some of your listeners. And I believe a lot of people would donate money and listen to your network, because, like I said, I'm going to throw you $50 Friday to your network. And I'm also going to buy $100 worth of Liberty stickers. I'm going to buy $100 worth. But, John, that's a promise for me.
All right. Well, Tom, I appreciate that very much. By the way, remember what Popeye's Wimpy said? I'd gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. Just teasing, Tom. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run, or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
I came in today, and Mikey. Oh, I needed a good laugh today. I came in today. Mike is obviously our afternoon evening guy here, and they ran out of toilet paper last night, so he stopped at a convenience store? Well, what kind of stop and rob was this? Oh, right up here at the corner? Okay. Wag-a-bag or whatever it's called? Yeah, okay. And he picked up this four-pack of toilet paper, but I walked in the bathroom, and it's laying in the bathroom, and I looked at it, and it's like one-fifth the size of a regular four-pack of toilet paper, and I'm looking at this, and I thought, are my eyes playing tricks on me? Hey, man, has my cheese slid off my cracker altogether here? And what this is it's from France, and it's Charmin. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, you know, I know they have different ways worldwide. In Germany, when I was over there, my first visit to a public restroom was in this nice guest house, and I walked in the restroom, and I'm looking for the wall urinals, and there were none. I saw toilets. Okay. And I'm standing and looking around. And I'm going, this is really weird. And I had to walk out. And is it Damon on the door or what's the deal? No, I was in the right bathroom. And then it dawned on me. It was a tiled wall. And you just simply went in and we would have winkied right on the wall. Germany is different with the way they handle personal hygiene and stuff like that. The women over there, I don't know if it's like this to this day. This was like in the early 70s. The women didn't shave. They didn't have a big safety razor market over there. At least not as far as the women were concerned, because they didn't shave. Okay, they just didn't. And coming from America, we're so sanitized and scrubbed up and deodorized and perfumed and disinfected and reinspected and all that stuff. You know, it's just a different culture. One day I was driving down the Autobahn and there was a woman alongside the road and she was squatting. And it's legal in Germany to do this as long as you're not facing traffic. So in different parts of the world, they handle the bodily function deal a little bit differently. But Mike, you got me on this one, man. This, you know, I looked at him. I says, what is this, toilet paper for Barbie and Ken? You know? All right. Scott Bennett is, well, first let me tell you who Scott Bennett is. And then I'm going to play this clip. He's a former U.S. Army 11th Psychological Operations. He was attached to that battalion. And he attempted to blow the whistle, contacting the commercially controlled media.
Yeah.
And writing to U.S. politicians after being sacked from his job as a terrorist finance investigator after he proved too zealous at his job. Now, read that as he was just real good. And he took his job seriously, too seriously. And he had a background in marketing before being fast-tracked into the U.S. military PSYOPs division, receiving a direct commission as an officer and held top-secret sensitive compartmentalized information and a TSSCI security clearance. Explaining his move to investigating terrorist financing, his deposition to Congress, he said, I was tasked with interviewing all the different agency teams to discover their particular expertise in terrorist threat finance. Yeah, and I could tell, imagine this, folks. Do you imagine having a guy like Mr. Scott running around and going, wait a minute, the United States is funding ISIL? Can you see why an on-the-job wants to do what he was put there to do and then discovers there's some anomalies? Very bad anomalies. What he goes on to say, he says, and formulate recommendations to improve their functionality. This meant identifying duplicative and unproductive operations with agencies, developing plans and timetables for eliminating them, and synthesizing the best practices and expertise of various government and military agencies into my Booz Allen team. I was repeatedly blocked and discouraged from delving too deep or being too aggressively creative. Now, he was arrested and imprisoned. He was fitted up with spurious charges, which led to his being in prison with fellow whistleblower Brad Birkenfeld. After some period of puzzling over documents to which Birkenfeld had access, Bennett's experience at tracking terrorist financiers allowed him to understand the connections. Birkenfeld was later awarded over $100 million as a whistleblower in connection with 19,000 bank accounts, which he had discovered while investigating money laundering at UBS. This would be a good guy to do the Clinton Foundation as well. At any rate, he's a guy, a real guy, that thought he was doing a real job. Well, he was. Too good of a job. Here is a short clip here of Mr. Scott Bennett.
Well, the recent remarks by Director Comey in the FBI in the war of counterterrorism shouldn't really be given much credential, much weight at all, because, first of all, James Comey is intimately connected with the terrorist financing operations, which we exposed to the American government in 2012. James Comey is connected to HSBC, the Clinton Foundation, the law firm Covington & Burling, and all of the other actors who have been intimately connected with financing the war, financing mercenaries from the Gulf countries, from Saudi Arabia, from Oman, from the United Arab Emirates. So James Comey is really intimately connected, and the United States Congress is going to increasingly expose this in the coming weeks, as they've had him on already. But that being said, even though he has no credentials, what's even more alarming is Mr. Comey's prediction, and if not plan, to bring ISIS terrorists, people to this country, as they have to Europe, to intentionally create hostile environments and firefights and terrorist activities. This is not an accident. This is a planned operation. This is a planned destruction of Syria to move people into Europe, into the United States, to intentionally create a police state, heightened tensions, and with the police state, with the heightened tensions, with the nervous breakdown that always occurs nationally when there is an internal civil war, you have a global justification for further global operations. So James Comey, when he says the terrorists will be, quote, slipping through the fingers of the fist that grasps ISIS and crushes it, that is simply a prediction and a plan to bring those people into the United States through, quote, Syrian refugee resettlement programs that the Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Homeland Security have been initiating under President Obama, which includes secretly flying them into the United States and placing them in states against the citizens' wishes. That is why Donald Trump has created such an uproar by standing against that. Now, tactically, in defeating any terrorist group, it is not a given that they will naturally flow into Europe or the United States, because any nation that's waging war ought to automatically create a very airtight process, immigration system, vetting system, intelligence operations in order to stop that. Absolutely, the United States did it in World War II during the Japanese conflict, and it can also do it in this conflict, and the people of Europe are increasingly seeing that, and it's not that difficult. However, it requires a certain fortitude, a certain emotional maturity, and a gravitas and a desire to win, which the only countries which have really expressed that have been Iran and Russia and China. Iran giving its aid to Iraq, and Russia stepping in with the airstrikes, and have had an incredible success rate over the past 6 months. And this really is the climax of that fight. And we see now with Russia and Iran working with Syria, working with the democratically elected government of Bashar Assad, we see the true template for success in terrorist finance, in terrorist combat operations, because it eliminates the kinetic fighter, it eliminates the financing, and it eliminates and isolates the political support. As we've seen with the recent President Erdogan of Turkey, rapidly shifting towards friendship towards Russia and Iran and isolating and rejecting the United States, using the coup d'etat excuse. But nonetheless, we see Erdogan having a major transformation to try and save his life and his presidency. So we see a new hope budding in him towards Russia. And increasingly, we see the United States being isolated, being blamed for the turmoil, blamed for the uproar. And it will be increasingly isolated from other countries because they can't have a partnership with the United States if it's funding both sides. It's funding the enemy, and it's funding the fighters who fight the enemy. So I think we're going to see the eventual destruction of the organized military group ISIS with the coordination of Syria, Russia, and Iran in that operation. And we will see the United States sort of try and hope for increasing terrorists to come in so it could justify its military police state. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think President Trump is going to be the anomaly and the paradigm shift and the change agent who, in fact, would stop that.
President Trump? No, you just didn't go into the future after November, what is that, 4th? There is... by the way, I tip my hat here to this man. This is what I've been talking about. You hear me make these comments, and you think to yourself, oh, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, people should help out. No, here's somebody that was not afraid, and he stepped out. He said, I don't care. There's criminality going on here. You heard his remarks about Mr. Comey. Up to his eyeballs in HSBC. The Clinton Foundation. Mr. Comey, one of these days you're going to jail. Along with all of your buddies you've been covering with. And it's not going to be pleasant. You know what happens to child rapists in prison? They don't last too long. What do you think the head of the FBI would be? And I don't think you're going to be sent to a country club either, with golf courses and no fences. It would just on an iron system that you don't run away. Now, treason is treason. Remember. What was that, the 6th of November or the 4th of November or the 5th of November? Yeah, somewhere along there. Well, even Michelle Chizabdowski from Global Research, yes, he's Canadian and he has a different view of democracy. But Mr. Chizabdowski nails this, and he is absolutely true and correct in a statement. He said the Islamic State was and continues to be supported covertly by the United States. In other words, the Islamic State is a creation of the U.S. intelligence with the support of Britain's MI6, Israel's Mossad, Pakistan's Inter-Service Intelligence, and Saudi Arabia's General Intelligence Presidency, I guess that is, or GIP. However, there is evidence that NATO, in liaison with the Turkish High Command, has been involved in the recruitment of jihadist mercenaries from the outset of the Syrian crisis in March of 2011. In relation to the Syrian insurgency, the Islamic State fighters, together with Al-Qaeda, affiliated jihadist forces and Al-Nusra Front, are the foot soldiers of the Western Military Alliance. They are covertly supported by U.S., NATO, Israel. Their mandate is to wage a terrorist insurgency against the government of Bashar al-Assad. The atrocities committed by the Islamic State in Iraq are similar to those committed in Syria. And folks, this stuff, you know, this is not a joke. This is real.
Well, the recent...
I'm sorry, we already heard from you, Mr. Bennett. But a serious salute to this man. This is what's going to be needed. You know, just not lip service to, yeah, you know, I'm patriotic and I want to help my country. This man, through caution to the wind, stood in the light of day and spoke his piece. That is what is going to be needed. And yes, you can just about imagine. You know, if Donald Trump wasn't a real guy, he would have had to have been created at a point in history in this country, such as we find ourselves in now. And all the stuff out there, folks, is in Jump Street now. You notice that over the years, the mainstream media would have to yield, maybe to give themselves a little bit of credibility, maybe to touch that third rail, not too heavily, just lightly. Oh, yep, it's live. To give the appearance of they're doing something about news gathering and reporting. Every once in a while, they would do that. What I heard out of their mouths when Brexit happened in England, well, it looks like some of the conspiracy theories were correct. It looks like the people out there that are saying about the New World Order was correct. Every once in a while you get a validation from. It makes me smile. Ever so briefly. But thank you for the acknowledgement that we're not a bunch of wingnuts, conspiracy theorists, sitting around with tinfoil hats in our heads talking about aliens taking over the world. No. These are real people, real lives going on here. As I said before, folks, this window is there. But it is a window that will close rapidly. But it's all out there. And we are in that foot race. all the stuff that has been hitting the news, just take a look at it. And what I'm hearing now is that people, to avoid confrontation with people on their political vote of what's going to happen, in, as far as at least the CEO of the corporation known as the United States, Donald Trump is going to give them fits. Absolute fits. And if Michael Bennett's story was concocted, maybe it's a story he should have written. By the way, that supposedly came off his radio program Made in America. But if it wasn't true, Mr. Bennett, you should have said it, because you would have been 100% correct. Trump's got to stay upright. And so must we.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum from LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Makes me want to go jump in my jet and go a flying. Is this what you want for president? 1,700 emails in Hillary Clinton's collection proves she sold weapons to ISIS in Syria. Do you understand, folks, why she's got to be president? So the corruption and the crime, and shall we dare say, criminal activity, to the degree that almost nobody would want to believe, but war crimes as well? Julian Assange was on Democracy Now! And he says, this is why I created WikiLeaks searchable databases on Hillary Clinton's emails.
Julian, I want to mention something else. In March, you launched a searchable archive for over 30,000 emails and email attachments sent to and from Hillary Clinton's private email server while she was Secretary of State. The 50,547 pages of documents span the time from June 2010 to August 2014. 7,500 of the documents were sent by Hillary Clinton herself. The emails were made available in the form of thousands of PDFs by the U.S. State Department as a result of a Freedom of Information Act request. Why did you do this, and what's the importance from your perspective of being able to create a searchable base?
Well, WikiLeaks has become the rebel library of Alexandria. It is the single most significant collection of information that doesn't exist elsewhere in a searchable, accessible, citable form about how modern institutions actually behave. And it's gone on to set people free from prison, where documents have been used in their court cases, hold the CIA accountable for renditions programs, feed into election cycles, which result in the termination of, in some cases, or contributed to the termination of governments in some cases, taken the heads of intelligence agencies and ministers of defense and so on. So, you know, our civilization can only be as good as our knowledge of what our civilization is. We can't possibly hope to reform that which we do not understand. So those Hillary Clinton emails, they connect together with the cables that we have published of Hillary Clinton, creating a rich picture of how Hillary Clinton performs in office, but more broadly, how the U.S. Department of State operates. So, for example, the disastrous, absolutely disastrous intervention in Libya, the destruction of the Gaddafi government, which led to the occupation of ISIS, of large segments of that country, weapons flows going over to Syria, being pushed by Hillary Clinton into jihadists within Syria, including ISIS. That's there in those emails. There's more than 1,700 emails in Hillary Clinton's collection that we've released just about Libya alone.
And what are we doing over there right now? We're going into northern Libya to fight ISIS. And the whole time we're funding and training it and controlling it from the back door. So we heard from Julian Assange, but we also heard from psychological warfare officer that blew the whistle as well. Keep talking and walking, folks. It's the Clintons that should be worried. Should they be packing their bags right now and leaving the country and going down to Paraguay? I'm sure that the Bushes and the Clintons can live happily ever after down there, and I wish that they would. Well, at least leave the country. There's a lot at stake here, ladies and gentlemen. I think you're starting to get the full picture and the total mega gravity behind all of this. We'll be back, hour two.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.